Hey ladies, welcome to the Single Moms United podcast, where this podcast is designed to encourage the single mom and keep her uplifted. Again, it's not how you arrived at the title, but what you do with it. And if this is your first time listening, thank you. If you're a repeat listener, thank you for your loyalty. So today I want to talk about our sons and our sons turning into men and fathers. And I found a very unique perspective from a male's point of view of how we as mothers should treat our sons. And so I just want to share a little bit of that with you today, because it's important to get a male's point of view. Again, I don't know who put this together. I just know it's a male. And as I was reading it, it was just so enlightening and it hit home. So I thought I would share with you ladies as well, to see if you find as much value in what this gentleman has to say as it relates to us as single moms raising our sons. So here we go. So first of all, he says, keep a real man around him with morals and values. If not, you're raising him on her own. Teach him he's valuable and special without any materialistic gain or money. Teach him the games that women play. Wow. On men mentally and emotionally. And that's true. I've seen that occur with some men that I know of. So anyhow, teach him what type of woman to stay away from. Teach him to respect himself enough to not allow any woman to mistreat him or talk down to him. And again, I've seen this. And ladies, if you are in a relationship, please respect the gentleman you're with. Abuse is abuse, whether it's verbal or physical. And I see a lot of women treat their guys like their young men or their sons and slapping and degrading them and so forth. So please, this gentleman makes a very good point here. Teach him to not allow a woman to use him for money. Again, that's a very common denominator where I hear ladies saying, if we've been dating for 6 months, you need to pay a bill. What? Where did that come from? Oh my God. I've never asked for money. I've always been a strong woman and I go out and earn my own. I don't need a man to come in and take care of me. But that's just me. But these are things we need to teach our son. So again, this is hitting home for me too. Teach him a loud mouth, overly aggressive woman doesn't equal a wife. Wow. Now that's hitting home big time, ladies, because at times some women do become extremely aggressive with their tone and overbearing. So we definitely need to relay that to our sons. Teach him he is not the man of the household as a child. Ooh. That is something to think about, ladies, because again, once our relationship is over with their father, we expect our young men to fill that void. And again, I may have done that myself, but teach him he is not the man of the household as a child. And I agree, he should be a child. Children should be children. They should not have to worry about adult situations. And a lot of times we do place them in adult situations without saying, hey, go outside and have fun. Go do you, right? Versus trying to make them an adult before their time. Tell him to have a purpose and passion. Teach him nothing's free. Teach him a woman is a teammate, nothing less than that. Okay, do not hand feed him everything he wants. Make him earn his gifts. And if you have good credit, now this one I'm not sure I agree with. However, this is what he says. Add him as an authorized user on your credit card. And he says you can do this at 16. I believe it's 18 that you can add as an authorized user. Now, the good news with this is if you maintain good credit, then yes, you are kickstarting not just his credit, but your daughter's credit as well. So that they can already establish that credit history. And so by the time, they turn 20, 21 and time to get out of the house, they will have a couple of years of good credit history to fall back on. Key, good credit history. So ladies, if you choose to do that, that also can have the opposite effect, because if you're not paying on your account, that's also going to impact their credit report negatively. So be careful if you choose to do that. Just make sure you're staying current on your bills. But I like that idea. I think it's a great idea to add your children as authorized users on your account when they become of age, so that when it is time for them to get out in the real world, that they'll already have established credit. And now we are in a world where, you know, they're going to pull your credit report if they're looking at getting an apartment or getting a credit card, all of these things. So I like this idea. I would just caution you to be careful, because it could have the opposite effect if you become delinquent on your account. And, you know, he goes on to say far too many people are afraid of this because they lack discipline to manage money properly. But this will give him the jump start needed in life for jobs and his own place. He also talks about be hard but fair. Don't baby him. Let him fall and make mistakes. And this is, again, just not for your sons, but for your daughters as well. Teach him discipline, loyalty, and respect. Show him love, plenty of love, hugs and kisses. Don't stay in and a relationship for him because he is learning how to treat other women by relationships you are in and not by what you tell him. Absorb that, ladies. And again, in another episode, I talk about, you know, your kids, they are learning behavior. They're sponges. So the things that they see you do is what they're absorbing. And that's what's blending into them and that they adopt and start doing. So they're paying attention to you. So no matter what you say, if your words don't match your actions, then guess what? Your child, your son, your daughter is going to mimic that. If they see you cussing someone out and losing your cool, guess what? It doesn't matter how often you say, don't cuss anyone out, be nice, if they see you doing it. So keep that in mind, ladies, that everything you do in front of your children, they're absorbing it. They're watching it. So please be careful of that. And then make him earn his keep. Give him chores. Teach him how to wash, clean, and do clothes just like your daughters. Love on him every chance you get. And most importantly, don't believe the hype. It doesn't take a man to raise a boy. It just takes one good parent to raise a man. Now, again, this is something that was directly from a man as far as feedback on things to do with our sons. And I think a lot of that is great. Again, it's not a one size fits all, but a one size fits most. I would say that while we can teach our our sons' morals and values and things like that. At the end, I don't necessarily agree with that we as single parents can raise a man, right? Because we're women. And so all we can do is teach them to be respectful. But at the end of the day, you know, they need to see a positive male role model. And if you don't have a positive male role model in your son's life, please try to find one, because it's going to help them along the way. Because what I found out, men have difficult times expressing their feelings because they've always been taught to be vulnerable. They're a wuss, or some other not so nice words. They have to be around a strong man and learn how to effectively display their emotions without being downgraded for the sensitivity they may show. And that's important. So ladies, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and that you found value. And again, this is not a one size fits all. It's a one size fits most, but I'm hoping with your sons that you can extract some of what was shared with you today to really embed in your son what it means to be a dad, a future father, and how women shouldn't be allowed to treat them any kind of way, because that to me is very sad. To see a grown man ridiculed like he's a child. And that's not okay. That's not okay. And we need to teach our sons that to be belittled, to be saying they're not a man and all of it, it's not okay. Verbal abuse is just as dangerous and significant to growth, or stunning growth, as just as much as physical abuse is. And a lot of times many men don't want to talk about the verbal abuse that they experience. So it's up to us ladies to teach them that some of these things are not okay. They can handle it with another guy, because normally they just kind of duke it out by fighting. But how do you do that with a woman when you're told, or when they're told, never to touch a woman, never hit a woman, but yet she's constantly belittling him? That's an issue. That's an issue. And it's up to us ladies to help our sons understand the right and wrong with relationships. Okay. And so therefore, you, if you're in a relationship, you can't be going around talking to your dude all crazy and getting in his face and so forth and cussing him out in front of your children. Okay. Because again, they're absorbing this. They're watching it. All right, ladies, I'm done. I'm getting off of my stool here, but I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you did, share with another young lady, another single mom, because you never know what value she may get from this episode or this podcast. You all have a fantastic day. Take care.